Is the 6mm arc the new hotness? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday we are going to talk about Hornady's new cartridge, the 6mm ARC. ARC stands for Advanced Rifle Cartridge, and this is a AR-15 sized cartridge. So it's designed specifically for the AR-15, and it was designed really to go hand in hand with a DoD contract to supply a specialized group within the Department of Defense. And Hornady, Barrett, and OSS kind of came together to fulfill this contract. So Barrett is providing the Rec 7 direct impingement rifle. OSS is providing the suppressors, and Hornady is providing the ammunition to fulfill this contract. So let's talk a little bit about the 6mm ARC and why it came to fruition. So Hornady looked at the contract, and what the demands were for a cartridge that had close to .308 Winchester performance, but in the smaller AR-15 platform. Of course, a .308 Winchester cartridge is too large to actually chamber in a standardized AR-15. You have to step up to a large frame AR, such as the AR-10 or several of the other variants out there, and that increases size, it increases weight, increases recoil. They are generally more difficult platforms to shoot accurately and rapidly. So what apparently the DoD was looking for is something a little bit more compact, a little bit lighter, but still with good penetration capabilities. So being able to carry a good deal of energy and penetrate deeply within a target, but keep that weight down. So they came up with the ARC cartridge, and it is a 6mm cartridge designed to fit in the AR-15 receiver. So this is not groundbreaking. This isn't brand new. There are 6mm cartridges out there on the market right now that fit in the AR-15, but the vast majority of them are Wildcat cartridges. They don't have factory support, so you are going to either have to find a factory that will load the ammo for you, and there are some out there that will load small lots of ammo per your specs, or you have to hand load ammunition, which most of you that are watching this, it's probably not a big deal. But factory support is big, especially on agency side for professional use and for people that really don't want to get into the whole hand loading thing. So the 6mm ARC has some carryover from those Wildcats, but it comes with SAMI certification so that it will be able to function in a wider range of firearms. You don't have to worry about if the rifle that you pick up is going to be able to hold the pressure of the ammunition that you're at. SAMI kind of levels those things out and sets limits and guidelines on how the ammunition should perform to be able to function in the rifles, and of course the rifles have to meet specification as well. So let's look at the numbers on the 6mm ARC and figure out really if it is even worth considering when we look at the options we in the civilian world have available. Military and DoD and all this government entities, they have to go with whatever they're issued or whatever their contract specifications say. We get a little bit more freedom because we can walk into the store and pick up whatever we want. So is it worthwhile with all the cartridges that are out there available for the AR-15 right now, like the Valkyrie or the 6.5 Grendel or even some of the hot 223, do we really need the 6mm ARC? So you guys kind of threw a ton of questions at me the last time I talked anything about ballistic numbers. So right off the bat, if you are wanting to follow along with me at home on these numbers, I pulled all of this out of the Hornady 4DOF app for the iPhone. I figured since we are talking about pretty much Hornady products across the board in this video, I might as well use the 4DOF. It uses a different type of ballistic modeling, not the traditional ballistic coefficient, in order to get the ballistic curve for the cartridges. And since we are talking about all Hornady bullets, they're all already programmed in to the FORDOF app. It's easy just to select them. Punch in the muzzle velocity, and I'll tell you where I got the muzzle velocity here in a minute, and then see what our numbers punch out. So I went ahead and just let it run with what the current atmosphere is for here, where I plugged the data in. And so what we've got is a altitude of 474 feet, temperature of 62 degrees, humidity at 88, pressure at 29.4, wind speed at 10, and wind at 90 degrees. So we are dealing with a 10 mile an hour full value wind for the purpose of comparison here. So again, if you want to punch that stuff into your Hornady FORDOF app, then you should get the exact same results that I have here. Because again, we're not actually working with ballistic coefficients. We're working with the models in the FORDOF app. So when we look at the 6mm arc, now, because I don't have the ability to go out and run each one of these rounds through a test barrel, I did just pull the muzzle velocity right off of Hornady's website, what they have listed for the loaded ammunition for each one of these cartridges. And Hornady tests out of a 24-inch test barrel. Unfortunately, I didn't find the twist rate on each one of those test barrels, so I guessed the twist rate based on what is common for those calibers. So for the 6mm arc, I went ahead and used a 1/8 twist on the arc. That is normal for a 108 grain bullet doing 2750. That should be appropriate for it. There's probably a little bit wider range. You could probably get down into 1/7 with it, but I don't have a ton of information on the cartridge yet to see what kind of stability we're getting. And the factory loaded Hornady, the cartridge that we will probably be most interested in the ARC, is loaded with the 108 grain ELD match bullet, which is a fairly good bullet for a 6mm cartridge. Hornady quotes the muzzle velocity at 2,750 foot per second. So if we plug that into the FORDOF, then what we get is a 2.57 mil drop at 500 yards and a 0.9 for wind drift. And we get 932 foot-pounds of energy at that distance. So when we compare this across to several other cartridges, and for the AR-15, I pulled the data for the 223 Remington with the 73 grain ELD match, the 224 Valkyrie with the 88 grain ELD match, and the 6.5 Grendel with the 123 grain ELD match. And again, this is all factory loaded ammunition, so I do understand that more than likely hand loaders are going to be able to run these hotter and get higher performance, but we're going to assume that pretty much across the board we would be able to get a little bit better performance out of each one of these cartridges. So we're trying to keep it somewhat even without me actually going out and trying to load up and run near pressure limits for each cartridge, which is well outside the scope of this quick video here. So keeping in mind that the whole purpose of the 6mm arc was to get good energy and good performance on target and good penetration, a large percentage of that penetration is energy. The second portion of that is bullet construction. So when we look at the 223 Remington shooting the 73 grain ELD match, then that energy drops down to 500. So comparing 923 foot-pounds with the ARC and 500 with the ELDM. So you can see that right off the bat, they're going to get a whole lot more energy with an AR loaded with the ARC than an AR with a 5.56 cartridge. Now, when we look over at the Valkyrie is not quite as bad. We did the numbers again with the 88 grain ELD match for the Valkyrie at 2,675 foot per second. And so the energy for the Valkyrie is 695, again, compared to the 932 for the ARC. Now, the Ark drops 2.57 at 500. The Valkyrie drops 2.81 at 500. So the Valkyrie does still have a little bit more drop. The Valkyrie is very close on wind drift. So the Ark is at 9/10, and the Valkyrie is at 1 mil of wind. That's for a 10-mile-an-hour full value. Now, when we step back and we go a little bit further out, we look at the numbers at 1,000, then we start to get a little bit more separation here. So our 1,000-yard drop for the Ark is 9.06 mils, and our 1,000-yard drop for the Valkyrie is 9.95 mils. So we have 9/10 more drop, so almost a mil greater. Drop, I'm not hugely concerned with because drop is consistent. Wind is generally what the difference is between a hit or a miss. And so 1,000-yard, 10-mile-an-hour full-value wind for the Ark, we're looking at 2.2 mils. And for the Valkyrie, we're looking at 2.43 mils. So 2/10 more wind for the Valkyrie. And then lastly, the energy. The Ark is hitting with about 100 foot-pounds more energy at 1,000. So that's 417 versus 293. So again, the Ark is still winning at 1,000 yards. So I was kind of wondering before I punched in these numbers, since the Ark is a fatter bullet than the Valkyrie, if it would be slowing down. But running that 108 grain ELDM, it is running a little bit better ballistic coefficient than the Valkyrie by just a little bit. And it seems like that's making up a little bit of a difference there. Now, I went ahead and threw the 6.5 Grendel in because unfortunately, really, the 6 Grendel isn't a factory-backed cartridge. So it's a little bit more difficult to pull out even numbers to compare them. Hand loaders are probably going to be able to get the 6 Grendel somewhere in the same territory as the 6 Ark. So if I was running with a Grendel, a 6 Grendel, I probably wouldn't worry about it. Again, if you had something like the 6mm AR or 6mm AR Turbo or something, that again is a Wildcat that is pretty much in the same vein as what the 6mm Ark is. What you really have to compare is the widespread factory support that the Ark is going to get. I have a feeling we're going to see it go the same way we saw the 6mm Creedmoor and the Valkyrie, where it just all of a sudden blew up and it's everywhere. Looking at the numbers here and looking at the better performance versus the Valkyrie, then I would expect that you're going to see a lot of Ark get out there really quickly. There are already barrels available. And one thing that we didn't talk about is the difference in the Valkyrie or the Grendel versus the Ark is just a barrel change. You are running the same bolt for all three of those. So if you already have a 224 Valkyrie or you already have a 6.5 or 6 Grendel, then you can go ahead and just swap your barrel out and then you can run the new 6mm Ark. Now, what really interested me though is comparing it to the short action cartridges, the 6mm Creedmoor and the 308 Winchester. Mainly I was interested in the 308 Winchester because 308 Winchester is already a cartridge that the DoD has access to. They likely already have rifles that are chambered in it. So when we look at a pretty standard cartridge, again, I'm using Hornady because it was the easiest to compare. There may be some differences if we're comparing different ammunition as well. But I went ahead and picked the 178 grain Bowtail hollow point loading from Hornady. It doesn't have as high a ballistic coefficient as some of their other ELD match cartridges, but it is readily available, and I could not find the muzzle velocity data for any of their previously ELDM loaded 308. So when we compare that, we're talking about 178 grain Bowtail hollow point at 2,600 foot per second, which is pretty standard for a 308 load. Then at 500 yards, now we know we're going to get more drop and more wind, but how much more is kind of surprising. So Again, at 500 yards, the arc is giving us 2.57 mils of drop, and the Winchester is 2.93. So 308's not much more drop. Wind, we're looking at, again, 9/10 for the arc and 0.92 for the Winchester. So you could say wind is pretty much effectively the same at 500 yards. Now, the big difference is the energy. So energy for the arc at 500 yards is 932 foot-pounds. Energy for the 308 Winchester is 1,363. So it's carrying a lot more energy when it impacts at that 500-yard line. Now, as we mentioned before, ballistic coefficient is a pretty big deal, and when we are comparing the 178-grain Bowtail hollow point bullet to the 108-grain ELD, there is a significant difference there. We're launching a slippery bullet faster with the arc than we are with the Winchester, so it's going to cut through that wind a little bit cleaner once we get out past that 500-yard line and things start slowing down. So for the 308, when we get out to that 1,000-yard line, then we're looking at 10.22 mils of drop and 2.22 mils of wind drift. Well, with the arc, we're looking at 9.06 drop and 2.20 wind drift. So we're getting about the same wind drift at that distance. The really interesting thing is the energy with the arc. We still have 417 foot-pounds of energy compared to the Winchester's 625. So the Winchester is still hitting with about the same wind drift, a little bit more drop, and still has more energy at that distance, but it lost a lot more in the transition. So lost a lot more getting out there. And again, while I haven't shot the 6mm arc, I anticipate the recoil is going to be significantly less than a 178-grain 308. Now, just for grins, I went ahead and worked up the 6mm Creedmoor, because the 6mm Creedmoor in the factory loads is running the same bullet as the best out of the arc. So we're still running that 108-grain ELD match bullet, and we're launching it at about 200 foot per second faster than the arc. Right off the bat, it's going to be a better performer. So comparatively, though, we're getting at 500 yards with the wind drift, we are getting 0.79 mils of drift in a 10 mile per hour full value wind versus the 0.9 for the arc. So less drift. And we are definitely hitting with more energy. So the 6mm Creedmoor has 1,116 foot-pounds versus the ARC's 932. When we get all the way out to 1,000 yards, the Creedmoor is still doing better on wind by about 3/10, and it is still hitting with about 100 foot-pounds more energy. Again, that is with the exact same bullet. So that extra muzzle velocity really gets more downrange. Now, the drawback with the 6mm Creedmoor is you're going to get a whole lot less barrel life. That 200 foot per second more muzzle velocity is going to run at the cost of barrel life. That is going to be really interesting to see how it works out. But at this point, to kind of wrap this all up for sport shooters and competition shooters, where I see the ARC. The ARC looks like for a AR-15, it looks like it may be a really good all-around cartridge. Instead of trying to push the 223 Remington to the limit, trying to stuff really long bullets in magazines that don't feed very well, I think the ARC may be a good option. I will probably get a barrel in just to mess with it. I don't know how much I'm going to get invested in it if I'm going to go buy reloading equipment, because again, the advantage of the ARC is the off-the-shelf ammo that should be getting stocked up hopefully soon. For me, I already have options in the 6mm category for competition guns. Most of the competitions out there, bolt guns are going to be more than satisfactory. So running a 243 or a 6mm Creedmoor or 6GT or any of the other short action 6mm cartridges is going to be a better option. Now, if you want to stick in the gas gun area, then still 6mm Creedmoor is really designed for semi-automatic rifles. It's designed to operate in those large frame ARs. So that would be my choice at this point if I was building a semi-automatic competition rifle. Now, if you're doing stuff that's more DM oriented, designated marksman oriented, where you need to be able to move quick, engagements are going to be shorter range, then the 6mm arc may be a good idea. If, again, you're worried about weight and you're sticking with a more compact AR platform, then the 6mm arc may be good to go. Again, we're talking a lot of hypotheticals right now because until we see what the quality of the ammunition is, how accurate it actually is, what the barrel life is going to be on these barrels, there are still a lot of unanswered questions for me on how well it's going to work out and how well it's going to catch hold. But as always, I kind of want to pass the question off to you guys. What do you think of the 6mm arc? Where do you think it fits? Do you think it's going to be a new fad that's going to come in, everybody's going to jump on it, and then it's going to burn out? Or do you think it's going to be here to stay? I'm kind of the mind that improvements in the AR-15 platform are never a bad thing. Rather, it makes financial sense for you as the shooter to switch over and adopt a new cartridge. That's going to be an individual choice, but I love having options out there, and I love having factory-backed options that make it easier for the shooters to put together something at home. If we end up seeing that the 6mm arc has a limited barrel life, that may not still be such a big deal because it really takes about 5 minutes to switch out a barrel on an AR-15, and they're going to be on the shelf ready to go. There are already quite a few barrel manufacturers out there that are supporting the 6mm arc. So I'm going to be interested to see how it rolls, but I want to hear from you guys. So go ahead and drop me a comment down in the comment section down below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. I know this video was a really numbers-heavy video. Some of you guys were probably nodding off, but I've got a lot of questions coming in about the 6mm arc. As I said, I might try to get a barrel in, although I still have the 224 Valkyrie barrel sitting against the workbench behind me, waiting to go into an AR. So really, I need to get that lined out and get that set up. But if I get a good deal on some 6mm arc ammunition, then I may go ahead and grab a barrel for that. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of Mail Call Mondays. If you have, please make sure you like, share, and click that little subscribe button, and make sure you click the little bell next to it. YouTube has been playing shenanigans with letting you guys know when we release new videos. So clicking that little bell will get you a notification when we drop new content. If you'd like to support the videos that you know and love, please check us out over on Patreon. And lastly, I do have the Tika T1X sitting in front of me with the Lothar Walther barrel on it. Holiday, Father's Day, and some nastiness going on here locally has kind of tripped me up a little bit, so I didn't get time to get this wrapped yet, but the video on the T1X and the Lothar Walther barrel should be coming soon, and you really won't want to miss that. We found out some really interesting things swapping the barrel out on this, but I will save that for the next video. And until next time, get out and shoot.